This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. Hillary Clinton has become the first woman ever to lead a presidential ticket for a major party in the United States. Delegates at the Democratic Party National Convention in Philadelphia officially nominated the former senator and secretary of state as their presidential candidate. Her defeated rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, rounded off the count by formally asking the convention to suspend its normal rules and approve her nomination by acclamation. The convention chair, Representative Marcia Fudge, put that to delegates.
Senator Sanders has moved in the spirit of unity to suspend the rules and nominate Hillary Clinton by acclamation as the presidential candidate of the Democratic Party. Is there a second? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
The French President François Hollande has said in a televised address that the Islamist threat facing Europe has never been so severe. Speaking after two jihadists murdered a priest in his church near Rouen, Mr. Hollande expressed his determination to defeat terrorism. Police shot dead the two men in the church attack. The French prosecutor, François Molin, gave new information about the assailants. Hugh Schofield has the details.
The prosecutor confirmed that one of the attackers was a local 19-year-old called Adel Kermiche, a young man well known to the intelligence services because last year he twice tried to leave the country to join so-called Islamic State in Syria. Since March, he'd been living near the church under a form of house arrest that required wearing an electronic tag. Angry questions are now being asked about how a man supposedly under close surveillance could have carried out such a brutal murder.
A nun, Sister Danielle, managed to escape as the priest, Father Jacques, was being killed.
When I saw them come in, I said, OK, our time has come, we're finished. But I never thought they'd hunt down Father Jacques. He was praying, you know, he was still at the altar, on his knees. And then I saw the man with the knife. He interrupted Father Jacques and started speaking in Arabic. He shouted something like, "You Christians, we'll destroy you." Father Jacques tried to defend himself, but of course, he's an old man.
The Argentine President Mauricio Macri has announced a national plan to fight violence against women. Candice Piette reports.
Mr. Macri said across Argentina a woman was killed every 37 hours. He said education was the key to ending deeply rooted cultural patterns of violence. The wide-ranging plan will start next year and will include a new network of women's refuges and money for the electronic tagging of violent men. More money is also to be made available for a telephone helpline to support women living in violent situations.
BBC News. The suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff said she will not attend the opening ceremony of the Rio Olympics because she's not prepared to take a secondary position in the Maracanã Stadium. A spokesman for the interim president, Michel Temer, her political enemy, said that she would have been placed in the stand below him and not at his side. The Interior Minister of Bavaria says Germany should be able to expel immigrants whose applications for asylum have been rejected, even if the country they come from is at war. Speaking following several Islamist attacks in the state, Joachim Herrmann said it could be necessary to change European Union laws which protect certain refugees from being repatriated. Three of the four attacks in the last week in Germany were carried out by asylum seekers. A federal judge in the United States has approved in principle a $15 billion legal settlement in the Volkswagen emissions scandal. David Willis in Los Angeles has the details.
Nearly 500,000 2-litre Audi and Volkswagen diesel engine cars that were sold here between 2008 and 2015 are covered by the deal. Depending on their preference, owners will be eligible to either sell their cars back to VW or have them altered to comply with local emission standards and receive up to $10,000 in compensation. Final approval of the deal is expected in October and buybacks will begin shortly after that. Volkswagen admitted conspiring to cheat on diesel emission tests after the scheme was foiled by regulators here in California.
David Willis. And the technology giant Apple Inc. has recorded a 27% fall in quarterly net profits. The company has revealed that iPhone sales have declined for the second quarter in a row, with 15% fewer handsets sold than in the same period last year. Investors are worried by the fall in popularity of the company's key product, but hope the decline might be reversed by the much-anticipated release of the iPhone 7 in September. BBC News.